KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies here in Atlantic. It's 70 degrees. We look forward to be variably cloudy this morning, partly cloudy by this afternoon, a high around 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In area news, officials of the Cass County Sheriff's Office report 38-year-old Nicholas John Bricks of Marney was arrested last Thursday on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for being a felon in control of a firearm, which is a Class D felony. Also possession of meth, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Briggs was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on a $7,300 bond. And yesterday, deputies arrested 29-year-old Amanda Lee Marholtz of Walnut on a charge of driving under suspension. Marholtz was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on a $300 bond. The Cass County Auditor's Office reports yesterday, Monday, was the first day that candidates were allowed to file papers for the offices to be included on the November general election ballot. Winners of the primary election do not need to file papers in the Auditor's Office, as they will already be included in the general election ballot. The deadline to file is 5 p.m. on August 29th. Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes reports that at the end of the day Monday, Dana Halder of Atlantic had filed papers as nominated by petition for the Cass County Supervisor's District 3 seat. In the Republican primary, you may recall Halder lost by 2 votes to John Hartkoff after a recount of the close ballot results was requested. Halder kept his promise to run in November as a Republican, but by petition in hopes of taking the seat from his opponent. Due to the high demand for the shingles vaccine Shingrix, many patients across the country, including here in Cass County, are waiting on the vaccine to become available at their provider's office. CCHS clinical nurse manager Danielle Stert, RN, said that due to the popularity and the effectiveness of the vaccine, many people are receiving the vaccine, which is great. The downside to this is a surge in vaccinations, and that the demand is outpacing the supply, which means patients are having to wait. CCHS, she says, is currently waiting on their next order of Shingrix to arrive, and she knows the local pharmacies have also been affected by that shortage. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, GSK, the manufacturer of Shingrix, is trying to best manage the increase in demand by implementing order limits. The CDC website also states that GSK has increased the U.S. supply available for 2018. Stert says at this point, we recommend that patients call us first if they're interested in receiving the Shingrix vaccine. We can talk to the patient about their insurance, which factors into where they should get the shot, as well as let them know if we have it in stock. Patients should call the Atlantic Medical Center's immunization room at 712-250-8122. A Western Iowa woman is part of one of the first Cyclospora outbreak lawsuits against the company that supplies salads to McDonald's. Kelly McCall lives in Monona County, and she says she got sick in June of this year and began having diarrhea, stomach cramps, fever, and severe gas within 14 days of eating a McDonald's salad she brought in Ottawa. She says she was forced to see emergency medical attention at Burgess Hospital in Ottawa. Attorney William Marler of the Marler Clark Law Firm is representing McCall and about 24 others.
The CDC was able to find Cyclospora in an unopened container of Fresh Express salad. So the CDC and FDA have conclusively linked this Cyclospora outbreak to Fresh Express salad kits that were sold at McDonald's.
There are 395 confirmed cases across 15 states, with 87 of the cases in Iowa. 16 people have been hospitalized. Fresh Express is a Delaware corporation that operates mainly out of Windermere, Florida.
We're asking for them to, you know, compensate them for their medical bills, lost wages, and the pain and suffering of having this parasite in your body.
Marler says it was not simple, a one-day or two-day illness. He said some of the people were sick for several weeks. Marler believes if this is a case of not following through with the food safety law requirements to make sure the cyclospora wasn't in the salad ingredients, and he thinks the case is pretty strong against the company.
There are people who tested positive for this parasite, and it's been found in the food. There's not a lot of argument that Fresh Express could have that this thing didn't happen. So hopefully they'll see the writing on the wall and take care of the, you know, my clients and, you know, the hundreds of other people who were sickened.
The court filing says McCall had to have more treatment after initially going to the emergency room and being diagnosed with cyclospora. It also said she lost considerable income due to sickness. Des Moines attorney Stephen Wandrow was working with Marler Clark, which is based in Seattle. In our funeral announcements, Dan Donahue, age 81, of Panora, died Friday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Dan Donahue will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Troy Gerard Smith, age 47, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Troy Smith will be today at 11 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gary Allen, age 79, of Harlan, died July 28th. Memorial services for Gary Allen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Monroe Chapel in rural Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Leola Bell Jeffers Rice, age 99, of Walnut and formerly of Fort Dodge, died Friday. Funeral services for Leola Bell Rice will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the historic Bruce Funeral Home in Fort Dodge. Nadine Holloway, age 80, of Linden, died Saturday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Nadine Holloway will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Gloria Sutton, age 78, of Audubon, died July 13th at the Audubon County Hospital. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Gloria Sutton will be held Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Margaret Taylor, age 97, of Cumberland, died Friday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Memorial services for Margaret Taylor will be held at noon on Friday at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Virgil Christensen, age 89, of Harlan, died Thursday in Omaha, and per his wishes, his body was donated to science. Memorial services for Virgil Christensen will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan assisted with the arrangements. Dale Myers, age 83, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Dale Myers are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.